Let's take a little flashback to listen to what a typical news intro might have sounded like back in 1986.
Now, the Twin Cities' fastest-growing television news. News 11 with Paul Majors, Kirsten Lindquist, Jeff Passelt on sports, and meteorologist Paul Douglas.
Good afternoon. Topping News 11 at 5, the Unisys Corporation announces the layoff of 390 workers in the Twin Cities.
Pink slips went out this morning to hundreds who tonight are out of a job.
As we reported last night on News 11...
Not the happiest news, but that was a snapshot of time from December 1986.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Flashback.
So, Kirsten Lindquist, my guest this morning, tell me about your first impressions. You go to Minnesota, and you go to, at the time, which was a third place broadcast organization, however, with some very powerful ownership that was making lots of investments into the product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was, I was nervous. I was nervous about the move. I was nervous. I'd never spent much time in the Midwest. I don't think I'd ever been to Minnesota except to interview for the position. And so it was a really big change. The station launched me in a very interesting way. Tom Kirby was the news director at the time, and he suggested that prior to my going on the air for the first time, that I go out and spend a month touring the state of Minnesota with four different photographers. So I'd go out for 1 week with one and the next with another and so on, and went into basically the four different, you know, the southeast, the southwest, northeast, northwest areas of Minnesota, and I did a series of stories about the state. And, basically for me, it was an incredible education. I learned so much about Minnesota from the get-go, not only the geography, but, you know, the economy and the communities and so on and so forth. And it was also a brilliant way to introduce me to the viewers because, of course, Kirsten Lindquist is, you know, you don't get much Minnesotan than that.
No, and a blonde woman named Kirsten really fits very well into the Twin Cities area as far as being one of our own. And
you don't have a Gustav in your name somewhere, do you?
Well, that... No, I don't. But that was my grandfather's name. But isn't that
there
funny?
We go.
So anyway, Tom had a brilliant idea, and it was a great way to introduce me to the community, and you know, to also suggest that maybe I knew a lot about the community, and that gave me extra credibility going in. You
and
know?
What Channel 11 was doing at the time, and they still do to this day, is they were very community driven. They were going to be the station of the community, and eventually the station that cares with their their call letters. I think that, to his credit, Tom Kirby, I don't think that other news directors in other markets would have done something similar. And I don't think it would have even mattered, really, if they would have done that.
But no, I think that was a big investment.
And I think that another good thing, so you meet the people, and people, Minnesotans are one, but I think that you even get a different perspective being in outstate Minnesota, being in Duluth, being in Rochester. And also pronouncing the names right, because one thing that viewers will write letters in on is when, and even people that have been here the whole life like me, when you pronounce something incorrect, they will tell you very quickly. And then you're tagged as an outsider.
Yeah, I have to confess I did that more than once.
It happens to the best of us who've been here our whole lives.
Yeah, it's mortifying.
So you're at Channel 11, and you started doing the 5 p.m. newscast, which then, after about, what, a year and a half, became number one?
Yeah, we were doing very, very well. We were doing very, very well. And I think a lot of it had to do with the decisions that were being made by the news director and the producers. You know, the folks on the air were, you know, everybody I worked with was very, very good. A lot of it, though, has to do with presentation and marketing of and the marketing of the people on the air. Yeah, we were doing well.
And you were a part of the initial launch of the backyard. So you're on a news set that actually has their weathercaster outside, which was probably different from what you'd done at CNN or LA. Someone reporting Paul Douglas doing the weather from as his breath is showing and 20 below weather with no hat.
I yeah. can't believe that.
Yeah, I have to say I was a little how do I want to put it? I questioned that for a while. I certainly didn't want to be Paul.
And then it worked. I mean, it's something.
It did.
And it's still the backyard is still there. And yeah. I asked Paul Douglas this at an interview recently. I said so, and you, like Paul and Paul Majors, are all very young people. The other stations in town, I think that they had some more experienced news people there with a few more decades of visibility to the community. So a lot of young people, but were able to make a lot of headway. I mean, Paul was able to convince the station management to carve open a wall in the news set and make a backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I still find that pretty amazing because I don't think my boss is going to allow me to start carving out any walls or doing a lot of different things.
You'll
yet.
Never know unless
yeah.
you try.
Well, we've got a few working on.
Well, you know, though, when you're coming from behind, what have you got to lose, right?
Very true.
Yeah, and it really worked. I mean, I think the one thing that we had that the other stations didn't was just a tremendous amount of, as you sort of touched on, a youthful energy. And I think that resonated a lot with the viewers.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Christian Lindquist on Flashback Twin Cities. There's a couple other news events we have to talk about, one being a live half hour, which you anchored, which is one of the more popular videos on my website. We'll come back and just shortly. Flashback Twin Cities, I am Tom Osmond, and with me is former but popular Care 11 and KSDP anchor, Kirsten Lindquist. Kirsten, we're talking about some major news events when you're at Channel 11, and I think that the one that has to stand out even more than the Ice Palace Ice Desk had to have been July 18th, 1986, on the 5 o'clock news. You're at the news desk, and what you see... A tornado on the video monitor. What's going through your mind at that point?
Oh my gosh! What do we do with this? You know, I was really such a new TV news anchor in the way that we anchored the news at Channel 11 that I was frankly terrified. And when I look back at that video. I can see that I was kind of like, geez, you know, what do I do? Paul was brilliant, Paul Majors and Paul Douglas. They were both just fabulous, and I was kind of just in shock and stunned. And I know that I was worried about Tom Empey, our photographer, and I was very worried about Max Mesmer. And you know, and when you're at an anchor desk with a very strong anchor like Paul Majors, it really behooves you to kind of step back and let him run with it because that's his inclination.
Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Yeah. Oh, he was great.
Now, from the action center of the Twin Cities, News 11 with Paul Majors, Kirsten Lindquist, Jeff Passolt on sports, and meteorologist Paul Douglas.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to toss all formality out the window right now. Just moments ago, we had some amazing pictures from
Sky 11
of a tornado moving around. Paul Douglas is right over here right now to bring us up to date. Paul?
Okay. Paul and Kirsten, we want to update you. A tornado warning has been issued for extreme southern portions of Anoka County and northern Ramsey County. Here is the storm that is producing a tornado. This is all hail and very heavy rain. It appears that
there is a level of intensity in the voice. Everyone is coming off a strong calm, but there is an intensity there. You can tell.
Well, we really didn't know. Well, with a tornado, you never know what's going to happen. And to be live in a situation like that it's a challenge. It's really a challenge. What I learned through that experience was, as an anchor, was that sometimes it's important to just kind of step away and let Paul Douglas, who has the real information that we're trying to get out there, let him run with it as much as possible, and then, you know, let Paul Majors, who's a very strong anchor with a lot more experience than me, handle the show.
Let's listen to a little bit more audio of that. Actually, we have some more audio of during the tornado itself.
Okay.
Clouds are all about. Again, folks, this is all live.
This isn't something you plan for. We're going by our the seat of the pants at this point, Paul.
Lightning.
Some lightning there. We also...
Max is saying it's pretty hard to fly right now because there's an awful lot of debris in the air. And, of course, if any of that debris hits the helicopter, it could be devastating for Max.
Right now, Max is trying to make his way to some areas where apparently there has been some damage.
Now, that is rain and hail off to the northeast from the storm.
So you're watching your traffic copter, your photographer, being hit by debris near a tornado. Oh.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, and I loved Max. Max was the most wonderful guy. I don't know what he's doing now. I hope he's still with us. I don't know.
I believe he's with us. I believe actually he's in your state, actually. I think he retired to California.
No kidding!
When I did research on the article I wrote for MinnPost a couple of years ago, he's retired, and I think he's very comfortable being retired in California.
Do you know what part of the state? I'll Google him or something. I'll try to find him.
We'll find that out.
I just love Max. Max, now I'll share a little secret with you. Max and I occasionally, when he had the child, I used to love to fly in that helicopter. He would take me on rides, and we would go out. Once we flew down the St. Croix and sort of in and out of the banks. And, he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam.
Right.
So the guy was quite a pilot.
Well, and after the tornado, this was also during the Aquatennial time. The actual warm Minneapolis is smart; they have the warm carnival, and they were at the parade. I mean, they were getting standing ovations at the parade. Max and Tom Empey were part of the because 11 was a big sponsor of the parade and were part of the events. And they went down there and were on a float and got standing ovations from the crowds.
I remember that.
Lots of awards. Yeah. And also, this third-place station was on the map. Paul Douglas has said that it was a time that they received the credibility they had been working very hard to make. And it was actually by chance. This tornado had been there. They were, the chopper had been down there, not chasing a tornado, but chasing some scenes of the Aquatennial. And look what happened. TV history was made, and you were part of that.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, when you see what's out there today, though, it looks pretty lame. I mean, you know, the video that people capture today, but we were first.
No, that is true. Again, this is Flashback Twin Cities. My guest is Kirsten Lindquist. You left Channel 11 in 1988 and then went across the street to KSUP to be a weekend anchor with KLBB host Stan Turner. And you were paired to Stan for a while. Talk a little bit about the change from Channel 11 to Channel 5, or just the difference in working at two different news organizations.
Well, it was quite a shift.
Channel 5 being a family-owned station, which is a lot different than the corporate world probably of Gannett.
Right. Well, in some ways it was a lot more relaxed over there. You didn't have that corporate influence.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, KSTP was more nimble you know, and you know, a little, how do I want to say it? Just more nimble.
Do you mean
you didn't
nimble?
Have to
like
go through the bureaucracy to get all the decisions made. Stan Turner is one of my favorite of all time news guys. Stan is a true pro, and he is one of the most intelligent newsmen I ever worked with. Very thoughtful.
He is, and he hosts a great show here on KLEB at noon. And he produces a great product. And one great thing about Stan is you are getting a very integral. You're getting a very well thought out product with Stan. And you were with Stan for almost 2 years.
Yeah, I learned a lot from him. He wrote well. He delivered beautifully. Working the weekends was difficult sometimes. You know, I had been a 9-to-5er basically over at KARE, and so it took some adjustment to make the switch to the weekend news. But Stan made it so much easier, yes, than anybody else might have. It was a true pleasure to work with him.
You left broadcasting about 1990, and you stuck around Minnesota for a while, correct?
I did. You've heard of Pepin Heights Orchards?
Certainly have.
Maybe not.
You have not. We are in Stillwater, so we have heard of this.
Okay. Well, you've got who do you have up there? Amets. Yeah.
Jacobson's.
I married an apple grower, and had a really wonderful 10 years in southeastern Minnesota in the apple business. I learned so much about growing and marketing and distributing food, and making juice products. And I developed a little corporate gift box business around the holidays. I was selling to a lot of Minnesota corporations. It was a great, great departure from the news business. Again, quite a stark contrast in lifestyles. I just married the wrong farmer.
Well, that'll happen occasionally.
I like that, though. TV anchor / juicer.
Well, economics expert, TV anchor, and juicer. I think you should have connected with Nancy Nelson and done some infomercials. But
I did do a lot of I did some industrials after I got off the air. After I left, I think we got married in September. We did get married in September 1990, and for the next year or two, I did work for Northwest Airlines. I actually flew back from Riyadh on a plane that was a decoy for General Schwarzkopf.
No way.
Wow.
Yep, I've got the pictures to prove it.
Did you know it was a decoy?
We had a big yellow bow on the plane, and we took off and then he snuck out with his staff on another plane. So that was kind of an interesting trip. It didn't dawn on us until we were on the way back what we were actually doing.
Well, when you left broadcasting, you know, this was not an era of social media. This was an era of writing letters to you or meeting you at the fair. Now that, you know, we're in the Facebook, Twitter, internet world, do you connect with viewers and former coworkers from Minnesota often?
Yes, lots of them. Joan Steffen, I'm drawing a blank here on names, but I have a whole bunch of Facebook friends that are from Minnesota, many of them media folks. Most of the people that I worked with in the business are now doing other things, public relations, a lot of them.
Right.
A few of them are selling real estate like me, but not a lot.
Well, talk a little about your current position right now, and what city are you in right now?
I'm in Sonoma Valley. And my office is in Sonoma, which is the other wine country. We're actually the birthplace of California's wine industry, Sonoma Valley is. Napa gets all the attention. It's a glitzier destination, which is fine with me. I'm happy to be over here where we're a little bit more laid back and down to earth. And I sell homes and mostly country properties. That's what I love most. My family bought, my grandfather bought what was author Jack London's original ranch in 1943.
Wow.
And my some of that property is still in the family. My aunt lives on some of it. My mother lives on some of it. I live just down the road from the property. And, you know, life is really pretty good.
And what's your website in case anyone is listening on the podcast or here that is going to buy some real estate in that area? What's your website?
Oh, lovely. The website is KirstenLindquist.com.
Easy
and
enough.
And then I've got a, Yeah, I have a Facebook page.
All right. We will.
And that's Sonoma CA Real Estate.
And both stints in broadcasting, you weren't. I don't believe you were given your final send off. Now I want to give you an opportunity for the Twin Cities viewers that are listening this morning or podcasting this. Is there a message you'd give the audience if you were given that time? Now I'm giving you the time that you were not given 20 years ago.
Wait, I don't rephrase that question.
Okay,
will you?
Here's your chance to give your final goodbye from TV broadcasting you were not given 20 years ago.
I'll say what I said when I signed off at CNN. The news goes on.
It does.
I like that. Short, simple, sweet.
And was your grandfather able to see you on the air?
You know, he died just as I was getting started, but he's with me. He's with me all the time.
Well, that is.
And he was with me at every broadcast that I did.
That is wonderful. Kirsten, we can't thank you enough for being on the show today. It's been a great talking about your history and really a very interesting life from economics to CNN's first days to juicing. General Schwarzkopf, we've learned a lot today.
Well, thank you, Tom. I think it was a hoot, and I really appreciate that you had any interest in contacting me.
Well, you can see more of Kirsten's newscasts on tcmedianow.com. And contact her at Sonoma Valley or at KirstenLindquist.com. This is Flashback Twin Cities. I am Tom Osmond. We'll be back next week with Bob Bruce.
Bob Bruce.